Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Heeb, and I can't thank you enough for listening in. Each episode, I will discuss a new tip or trick that will help you to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. If you're ready to find your productivity rhythm, relieve stress, and meet your goals faster, then this is the podcast for you. This podcast is sponsored by Your Choice Concierge, created to make your life easier by providing flexible, hourly, personal, and professional assistance. Let us handle your busy tasks so you can focus on what's important. You can learn more about Your Choice Concierge by clicking the link in the description. This week's episode is all about the connection between your diet and your productivity, which is surprisingly significant and multifaceted. The food you consume directly impacts your cognitive function, your energy levels, your mood, and your overall well-being, all of which contribute directly to your productivity. A balanced diet provides the necessary fuel for your brain and body to function optimally. In fact, many people don't realize that the gut and brain are interconnected. The brain is one of the most energy-demanding organs in the body, and it relies heavily on the nutrients you consume. A healthy gut, supported by a diet that's rich in fiber, prebiotics, and probiotics, can positively impact your mood and your cognitive function. For optimal brain function, you need a healthy intake of omega-3 fatty acids, which is found in foods like fatty fish, walnuts, and flax seeds. You need glucose, which you get from carbohydrates. And you also need various vitamins and minerals. These will enhance your cognitive function and contribute to better concentration. Obviously, better concentration leads to better productivity. A diet lacking in these nutrients can lead to cognitive decline, impaired memory, and reduced mental clarity, all of which will hamper your productivity. Your diet also directly connects to your energy levels. Adequate energy levels are crucial for staying focused, motivated, and productive. Think about it. If you find yourself facing afternoon fatigue, you're not going to find yourself very motivated to stay productive. In fact, if you're tired in the middle of the day, you're probably thinking more about a nap than your to-do list. It's important to remember the type and quality of food you eat will influence those energy levels. If you're making poor dietary choices, it will lead to low energy, fatigue, and reduced output. Consuming complex carbohydrates and lean proteins will help you maintain your blood sugar levels, which will prevent energy crashes, and that will promote sustained focus and alertness. Some examples of some complex carbohydrates include things like oats, whole wheat bread, whole grain pasta, beans, and chickpeas, for example. And some lean protein options would include skinless chicken, turkey, salmon, and even tofu. A lot of people don't think about that. Foods full of healthy fats, such as avocados and almonds, are also a good choice. Try avoiding or limiting foods that cause rapid spikes and subsequent crashes in your blood sugar levels, as well as foods that provide little nutritional value. This includes things like sugary foods, such as candy or soft drinks. It can include processed snacks like chips, other processed foods that contain unhealthy fats and additives, such as bacon and hot dogs. You could also avoid refined grains. That includes things like white bread, white rice. Those things will also do little to help you stay energized. Another thing to avoid, and I know this is hard sometimes, is excessive caffeine. Although it may give you a boost or a quick burst of energy, it can eventually lead to an even harder energy crash. Too much can also leave you feeling jittery or irritable, which leads to my next topic, which is how our diets affect our mental well-being and how that in turn affects our productivity. Believe it or not, what you eat has a big impact on your mood and your emotional state. And a positive emotional state is closely linked to productivity and the ability to handle stress effectively. Like I already mentioned, consuming nutritious foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals, omega-3 fatty acids, is good for your brain and cognitive functions. But it's also good for your mental health and influences your ability to manage stress. More specifically, B vitamins, magnesium, and amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, by the way, are definitely things you want to be making sure that you're eating. Amino acids actually play a crucial role in synthesizing neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. And those are directly involved in your mood regulation, attention, and your motivation. And any inadequate intake of protein can negatively impact your mood, as well as if you have a diet that's high of sugar and processed foods, you're also going to experience more mood swings, irritability, and stress. And chronic stress can impede productivity and overall mental health and physical health. Next, I want to touch on an easy way to improve your health and productivity. Outside of the foods we just discussed and some of those things, it's very important to also drink water, lots of water. Maintaining proper hydration is a simple but powerful way to support your physical and mental well-being, which in turn can have a significant positive impact on your productivity and overall performance. Staying hydrated will help cognitive functions like memory, attention, and problem solving. It also helps you maintain those optimal energy levels. It supports a positive mood and increases your motivation. It even contributes to improved sleep, which can lead to greater daytime alertness and productivity. When you're dehydrated, it can lead to difficulty concentrating. It can lead to slower reaction times, impaired decision-making, can even cause headaches. And of course, all of these things will hinder your productivity. Everyone's hydration needs and water intake can vary, but a common guideline is to aim for about 8 cups of water every day. I actually struggled with this in the past. Up until, I would say, about 10 years ago, I drank way too many soft drinks, not nearly enough water. It was definitely taking a toll on my body, you know, especially as you get older and that metabolism slows down. Soft drinks is definitely not anything that's going to help. So to make sure I started to drink enough water every day, I started carrying around a very large water bottle. And I still do to this day, every day. It holds about a gallon of water. I fill it up every morning and make sure I finish it before I go to bed. Some people think that my giant water bottle is silly, but it really helps me stay hydrated throughout the day and make sure I get, you know, the adequate amount. And of course, if you don't want to carry around a giant water bottle like I do, you can try getting a normal sized bottle. Just make sure to refill it several times throughout the day. Maybe set a goal to finish a full water bottle every hour. Just something that will help you stay on track and make sure you're drinking enough. I've also completely cut out soft drinks because they can actually be a cause of dehydration. Now, I'm not saying you have to give up everything except water to be productive, but it is important to make sure you're adequately hydrated before indulging in these things like, you know, soft drinks or alcohol. And another valuable tool in managing your energy and productivity levels throughout the day is your meal timing. The timing of your meals can influence your energy levels, concentration, and cognitive performance in several ways. If you're eating regular, balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, this will help maintain stable blood sugar levels. And like I mentioned before, a If your blood sugar remains steady, you're less likely to experience those energy crashes or fluctuations in your energy levels. This steadiness and energy is going to enhance your ability to stay focused and keep you more productive. Also, again, don't forget to include a mix of those carbohydrates, proteins, and healthy fats in each meal if possible. Proper meal timing will also support sustained concentration and mental clarity, which will allow you to concentrate on tasks for longer periods of time without mental fatigue. It can also help stabilize your mood, which will, again, promote a positive and focused mindset. Real talk. If I don't eat when I'm starting to get hungry, my mood is definitely affected. I am one of those people that gets hangry, and that can definitely negatively affect my decision-making, which in turn affects my productivity. Not only do I make impulsive food choices when I get to that point, but I am also distracted and I am not focused on my tasks at hand because I'm thinking about food. To avoid this, you know, it's really important to make sure you're paying attention to your body's hunger and fullness cues. What also helps some people is planning your meals and snacks in advance. This will obviously help prevent that hangry feeling, but it also helps you manage your time more effectively, therefore making you more productive. Knowing when and what you'll eat can prevent interruptions and distractions that's caused by unexpected hunger or meal-related decisions. But you know, everyone's different. So just make sure that you find a meal schedule that works best for you, your body, your daily routine. It's definitely not going to be one size fits all. There is something I keep hearing more and more about that I just want to touch on for a second, and that is fasting. So if this is something you're considering, just make sure you're fully informed before giving it a try. It can have both positive and negative effects when it comes to productivity. It really depends on the type of fasting, a person's overall health, and how well a person can adapt to it. I know for a fact, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't adapt. I've tried, trust me. Some people say that they actually have more mental clarity and focus while fasting. That wasn't the case for me. Again, not one size fits all, but some people do say that it's, you know, a helpful tool for them and that they also save time by not planning, preparing, and eating, you know, their meals all throughout the day. And they can spend some more of that time that's redirected towards work or other tasks they need to complete. So it definitely requires self-control and discipline. It can be said that the same self-control and discipline can translate into other areas of life, including boosting your productivity. But again, this isn't for everyone, not for me. For me and some others, skipping meals can actually lead to decreased productivity due to those reduced energy levels, which also can affect and reduce your concentration levels. And I can definitely attest to this. It can also cause irritability, mood swings, and just reduce your overall motivation. We'll say if you're considering incorporating fasting into your routine, that you should definitely consult with a healthcare professional or a registered dietitian to ensure it is a safe and appropriate for you, your specific needs and goals, especially if your productivity is a concern. So just like skipping meals, overeating also has consequences. If you're consuming large meals, it can lead to discomfort and post-meal drowsiness, and that obviously equals less productivity. It can also lead to chronic conditions like obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, which can have a negative impact on your overall health, which will result in more sick days, and of course, that will reduce your overall productivity in the long run. So, but in essence, your diet is not just about satisfying hunger. It's a fundamental aspect of your overall well-being and productivity. If you're making mindful dietary choices that prioritize nutrient-rich foods, it can help you maintain consistent energy levels, support optimal brain function, and promote a positive mood, all of which contribute to improved productivity in your daily life. If you need more direction or want to create a diet tailored to your specific needs, you should consult with a healthcare professional or registered dietitian to know how to move forward. That's all for this week's episode of Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers. Be sure to check back soon for our next episode. I'll be discussing how you can use ChatGPT to increase your productivity. If you want to learn more about how your diet affects your productivity, if you have feedback about this episode or a specific topic you'd like to hear about in the future, please email me at info@yourchoice-concierge.com. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also subscribe to the Your Choice Concierge YouTube channel, where you can find some examples of the tips and tricks I discuss on the show. Thanks again for listening. I'm Stephanie Heeb, and I hope you'll join me next time for more tips and tricks to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. Have you considered starting your own podcast but haven't had the time? Check out Buzzsprout. They make launching and managing your podcast effortless. Trust me, if I can do it, anyone can. Clicking the Buzzsprout link in the description will let them know we sent you and get you a $20 Amazon gift card if you decide to sign up for a paid plan. Thanks again to our sponsor, Your Choice Concierge. Until next time, productive people.